Democrats are now dispersing from their party's national convention with President Barack Obama's acceptance speech behind them. They now turn to face what had become a very tight race for the presidency to be fought out in less than a dozen battleground states. For many first-time delegates, there is a glow to the events that have transpired over the last week. Mayor Jim Ireton is one of those delegates. He's heading back to his city in Salisbury, and we talked with him about his impressions. Some have observed that a lot of the speeches have been really directed towards, I guess, what might be called the party faithful. And one of the questions is, how much outreach does this go to in terms of that very thin, small, independent voter that has not decided, because we have something in the neighborhood of a 47-47 split right now in the national public opinion polls?
The thing that the media was saying before we got here was, is there an enthusiasm gap? You know, we know the president is ahead with women. We know the president is ahead with Latinos. We know the president is ahead with African Americans. We know the president is ahead in about 6 of the 8 swing states that are supposed to be there. You know, you keep seeing this, you know, 47-47. This is very close. This is very close. But when you dig a little deeper, actually, it's not. So what the worry was here is that we need to get our delegates fired up like we were in 2008 when the president first came in. You know, I'm not any less enthusiastic now than I was in 2008. You know, thanks to John Roberts, a Republican, the health care law is going to stand. Like I said before, GM is alive. Osama bin Laden is dead. The war in Iraq is essentially over. You know, that is what we wanted. The people understand. You know, I adore and respect Bonnie Luna so much, but when you asked her about the gender gap last week, she said that ultimately people would vote for Mitt Romney because they like Ann Romney better than Michelle Obama. That's not specific.
Was there any concern among the delegates that the magic of, say, 4 years ago with its historic nature, it may have been lost for this election?
Well, I think you're right. It was historic. That's one of the reasons that people were fired up more. It was historic, and it was easier to be fired up because he was not an incumbent. So that, you know, I believe you can say a whole lot more. You can really push out a whole lot more. You know, incumbency comes with having a record and having to defend that record. And when you take a look at that month that the president came into office in 2009, and between 700,000 and 800,000 jobs were lost that month, to be able to say that there has been 29 straight months of job growth, though not where we all want to be, but the question is, do we really want to be where the housing bubble is going to explode, the financial, the financial sector is going to collapse? Do we really want to do that again, or do we want to build an economy from the middle out? And I know that sounds like things you heard, but that's what I believe.
So what now?
I can't wait to get back. I'm going to be going to other smaller municipalities throughout the state to talk about stimulus projects and how important they were with keeping people on the job and actually the hiring of more people. You know, Salisbury got $7.7 million. We secured $7.7 million in stimulus funds, and that led to people not getting laid off. When you think about the companies that worked for us that did the potable water storage tank on Naylor Mill Drive and the lift station right across the street or right behind the Bob Evans. We talk about the water storage tank back over by the university on Milford Street. You talk about all those things. Those are jobs not only that kept the people who worked for the City Public Works Department together, but also the people who ran the contractors and all the other associated industries and all the people that were involved in that.
Jim Ireton, mayor of Salisbury and a first-time delegate to the Democratic National Convention. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.